In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we've been studying about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And before we leave this, we want to look at the appearances of Jesus after his resurrection, because our faith is built on the testimony of those who saw him after he rose from the dead. Now, depending on how you count these appearances, there's anywhere from 10 to 14 appearances. Let me go through them. The first was the appearance of Jesus to Mary Magdalene the day he rose, Mark chapter 16 and verse 1, and then to the other women returning from the tomb, Matthew 28, 9 through 10, that same day. The third appearance was to Simon Peter alone, Luke 24, 34, that same day. And the fourth appearance was to the two on their way to Emmaus, Luke 24, 13 through 35. That was the evening of that same day. And then he appeared to the apostles in Jerusalem, Thomas being absent, John 20, 19 and 20, that same evening. And then to the apostles in Jerusalem, Thomas being present that next Sunday, John 20, 26 through 29. He appeared to seven disciples at the Sea of Galilee in John chapter 21, and then to the apostles on a mountain in Galilee, Matthew 28, 16. And 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 6 tells us that he appeared to more than 500 at once. And it could be that these two appearances, that is, the one to the apostles on the mountain in Galilee and the 500 at once, were the same appearance. And so that's why it's sometimes hard to know exactly how many times he appeared. But we know in 1 Corinthians 15, 7, that he appeared to James only. And then finally, to all of the apostles on Mount Olivet when he ascended unto heaven, Luke 24, 51. And then after his ascension, we read of three other appearances, one to Stephen in Acts 7, 59, 56, that is, as Stephen was being stoned to death, and he saw the Son of Man, he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne of God. He appeared to Paul, 1 Corinthians 15, 8 and 9, Paul says, of one born out of due time. And we know that was when he appeared as a great shining light on the road to Damascus. And then he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos in Revelation 1, 13. John himself says that was a vision he had. But it was enough to show that Jesus had indeed risen from the grave. Now, as we discuss these appearances of Jesus, that brings an end to the Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam had written on the resurrection of Jesus for the Sunday schools of March the 15th, 1925. And I turn the page, and he has a Sunday school lesson for the Sunday schools of March 22nd, 1925, on 40 days and the ascension. And we'll be getting into that lesson in just a moment. Before we do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, the lesson text that we're going to have for this lesson is the 24th chapter of Luke. So let me read that chapter to you. This is Luke chapter 24. And I'll be reading all the way from verse 1 to 53. And here's what Luke said. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, there came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, while they were perplexed there about, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were affrighted and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day arise again? And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 and all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, that told these things unto the apostles. And these words appeared in their sight as idle talk, and they disbelieved them. But Peter arose, and ran into the tomb, and stooping down, and looking in, he seeth the linen cloths by themselves, and he departed to his home, wondering at that which had come to pass. Luke 24:13. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was 80 furlongs from Jerusalem. And they communed with each other of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed and questioned together, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What communications are they that ye have one with another as ye walk? And they stood still, looking sad. And one of them, named Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Dost thou alone sojourn in Jerusalem, and not know the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we hoped that it was he who should redeem Israel. Yea, besides all this, it is now the third day since these things came to pass. Moreover, certain women of our company amazed us, having been early at the tomb. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. And certain of them that were with us went to the tomb, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And he said unto them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, behooved it not the Christ to suffer these things, to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh into the village, whither they were going, and he made as though he would go further. And they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, when he'd sat down with them to meat, he took the bread, and blessed, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, Was not our heart burning within us while he spake for us in the way, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they arose that very hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they rehearsed the things that happened in the way, and how he was known of them, and the breaking of bread. Luke 24:36. And as they spake these things, he himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had beheld a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And wherefore do questionings arise in your heart? see my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you behold me having. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here anything to eat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Luke 24 and verse 44. And he said unto them, These are my words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must need be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their mind, that they might understand the Scriptures. And he saith unto them, Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send forth the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry ye in the city, till ye be clothed with power from on high. And he led them out until they were over against Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he parted from them, and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God. That is how the book of Luke comes to a close. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Luke 24 and verse 48. Ye are witnesses of these things. Now the devotional reading is the 24th Psalm. It's a Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto falsehood, and hath not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from Jehovah, and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek after him, that seek thy faith, even Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? Jehovah, strong and mighty, Jehovah, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, yea, lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? Jehovah of hosts. He is the King of glory. Now in the geographical notes, we read about Emmaus. It was a village about 7 miles, a little west of north from Jerusalem. We also have in this Sunday school lesson the Mount of Olives, which was just outside of Jerusalem, and Bethany, a place of great interest because of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus who lived there. There Lazarus was raised from the dead. Jesus liked to visit and rest there. There was a supper given to Jesus. From there he made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And from there he ascended. It was just over the crest of the Mount of Olives and about 2 miles from Jerusalem. There are helps and hints for the teachers in this lesson. The different appearances of Jesus after his resurrection were mentioned in the last lesson. Now, that was at the beginning of this class session. They all served their purpose in convincing the world that Jesus rose from the dead. We're going to bring this class to a close here and take up there in our next class. Make sure you tune in and learn more about the Bible as you become a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School.